We see in the gospel how badly Zacchaeus wanted to see our Lord. Now, it tells us he was short in stature. He must have been really pretty short because he couldn't see over the crowd. He couldn't see our Lord at all, but he really wanted to see it. He had a desire to see our Lord, a desire so strong he climbed up in a tree. Now, imagine that. There's this crowd and there's this tree kind of on the edge of the crowd, and he just climbs right up. He wanted to see our Lord badly. We have a similar desire. We see it in our culture today that people, they want to see something for themselves. They want to see someone for themselves. You know, one example is with the World Series going on right now. You know, they're in Chicago. They got one more game in Chicago. And you watch that game and you see the crowds outside the stadium. Now, these are people that they can't get in. The tickets are sold out. Even if they could buy a ticket, they probably couldn't afford it because the tickets are going for thousands of dollars for the nosebleed seats. But they still want to be there. They want to hear the crowd inside the stadium. They want to be there as a group, just basically hanging out and experience the World Series, even if it's from outside the stadium, even if it's from the local bars and restaurants and so on that surround the stadium. We saw this, you know, this past summer. I know I mentioned it before, but I had the opportunity to go with a group to World Youth Day in Poland. Millions of people came to Poland to see Pope Francis, to be a part of the World Youth Day experience. Yes, you can watch all those events on TV. You can hear about them on the radio. You can read about them in the newspapers. But we want to go and experience it. We want to be a part of the crowd. We want to be able to see that we've seen Pope Francis, even if he's from here to the creek away. At least we saw him. We recognized, yes, that is Pope Francis that just went by. We want to be there. We want to experience that. We have that same desire that when we see and hear something in person, it becomes more real to us. You know, it's like going to a professional ball game. Yes, the seats in front of the TV are much better. You can see it so much better on TV than you can at a professional stadium. But there's the experience of being there. It makes it more real for us that even with the advanced media we have today, experiencing something in person, seeing it for ourselves is a desire that we have. Now, I would argue that this desire that we have, and Zacchaeus' desire especially to see our Lord, has something deeper to it. There's something deeper that we have to this desire to experience something for ourselves, and especially for Zacchaeus, who wanted to experience our Lord for himself. He'd heard the stories. And this deeper desire is a desire to draw closer to God, to draw closer to our Lord. Zacchaeus felt a stirring in his heart that he had to come to our Lord. He had to experience our Lord for himself. He had a desire to turn back to him. He had a call to return to God that despite his wealth, despite his possessions, despite his authority that he had as a tax collector, it wasn't good enough for him. There was that desire, that call back to God. And by our Lord inviting him to join him, Zacchaeus, it stirred his heart. It said he received our Lord with joy. And our Lord says, today too, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a descendant of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save what was lost. Well, like Zacchaeus, we have that call to return to our Lord. We have that call to come to God, to find God, to know him personally. You know, we can find God in nature. Humanity has known for all of existence, all the time that humanity has existed, that God existed. Because we can look at the world around us, we can look at creation, we can look at each other and recognize God's handiwork. Recognize that God exists and that God created it all. Humanity has known this for many, many years, for many millennia. And then at one point, God revealed himself. First, he revealed himself to the Israelites, bringing them out of Egypt and so on, Moses and all those stories. But in the fullness of time, he revealed himself completely by sending his son, by sending Jesus to come on earth to reveal the fullness of God, of who God is and what he wants of us, how he wants to have that relationship with us, that the fulfillment of that desire to find God is here. It can be reached, can be achieved. This is that call, is to turn back to God, that sense of conversion, that sense of returning. Now, too often we get caught up in our worldly goods, our worldly desires, our selfish wants. We get caught up in things that keep us from God, that draw our attention away, that cause us to turn our backs to God and focus on other things. Other things, other people, other events, other activities become more important to us than God himself. And we have that call to come back, to return. Now, part of this conversion is not just the big conversions we talk about. A lot of times, especially in the Catholic Church, when we talk about conversion, we're talking about someone who's maybe non-Christian becoming Christian, or someone who's not Catholic becoming Catholic, or maybe even someone who hasn't had any kind of faith life. Maybe they were baptized as an infant, but really haven't had a faith life, suddenly turning around and returning. Yes, that is a conversion. That is a returning to God. But conversion, there's also daily conversion. Conversion is an ongoing process. It's something we are to do day after day, moment after moment of our lives. That when we get caught up in those things of the world that draw us away from God, we return. We come back. Because Jesus is persistently, constantly calling us back. Come back. Come back. And we have that pull in our hearts that drive us back. Again, that gets lost. That gets lost in the things of the world. That this desire that we have for our Lord exists in each and every one of us. But we do have it. Conversion is letting go of the things of the world that keep us from God and returning to him. Now, this isn't an easy process. It's not an easy process to come back to God, to give up the things of the world that we desire. We all have things that we don't want to let go of. And it's not necessarily possessions. It's not necessarily things. It might be someone else. It might be an activity we enjoy. It might be just our general attitude to life. And we don't want to let that go. We want to hang on to that. And it's not easy to let go of that, to put away those desires that we have and return to God. It requires us to have self-sacrifice, to give up ourselves and to follow our Lord's path, which is not an easy path. There will be difficulties. There will be challenges if we follow our Lord. It is not a simple path, but it is a necessary one. It is an absolutely necessary path for us to walk if we wish to enter into the kingdom of God. If we wish to have that salvation that our Lord promised Zacchaeus, and he promised us. He says that salvation has come to this house, has come to the house of Zacchaeus because he had that conversion. He turned back to God. He turned back to our Lord. And that is our call as well. If we wish for salvation to enter into our houses, to come to us, we must be willing to give up the things of the world and return to our Lord. So may we follow the example of Zacchaeus. May we be like him, having that conversion. And not just the big conversion, but those little daily conversions, those little returnings to our Lord. And may we come down from our wants and desires and receive our Lord with joy.